Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. Hey there, thank you so much for joining me today. This episode is going to be more of a meditation. So have a seat if you can, or if you're driving, that's fine too. It's just more of a way of settling down and stabilizing and perhaps sensing what's going on for you and what you're holding on to and how you can perhaps let some stuff go. So often I come to this podcast and I'm all riled up, I'm all inspired, and I'm standing up in my walk-in closet looking out the window. Today I'm sitting down because I want to talk to you about something that is really a continuous theme amongst many teachers and many traditions, disciplines, religions. The sense of relief that occurs when we allow ourselves to put down the burdens that we carry, when we allow ourselves to wake up out of the busyness, the to-dos, the have-dos, the shoulds, the he said, she said. There's a sense of relief, and it's often that word, relief, that's talked about amongst many different teachers in many different traditions. There's this sense of, this sense of putting down the luggage, as I spoke about in a few episodes ago. When we let go of the resistance that we're holding on to, that is causing us to struggle, we get a momentary sense of relief. And this sense of relief is happening every day. But we focus on the struggle. It's part of our conditioning in our society is to focus on what we're forcing, pushing, trying to do, as opposed to those open, free moments when we're just pausing to bask in the sunshine. We carry so much around with us. It's like before we leave the house, we pack up all of our worries and all of our responsibilities and roles, and we pack them in our car, and then we carry them along with us in all the conversations we have, in all the places we go. We can feel it. I feel it on others. As a yoga teacher, especially at the beginning of class, I sense the heaviness that we come in with. And it's almost as if we pack up all of our burdens and our struggles around our yoga mat before class even begins. And then as the class proceeds and we start to breathe and settle and stabilize, those bags start to dissolve. And by the time we're leaving class, we're feeling unburdened, lighter, brighter, until we decide that it's important that we carry the luggage once again. So this isn't going to go away overnight, although it could, but I'm going to ask you today, what if you just stopped? What if you just stopped for a few minutes a day and put all of the baggage down? And really, in a sense, this is what our practices allow us to do. Sometimes in practice, you're headed right into the struggle and you want to unpack it and look at it from all angles. But another aspect of practice is to discover what it feels like to not live in burden, to not live with struggle. And really, in many, many ways, this is the natural state of our being, is the unburdened state. That most natural, open, available, bright, clear way of being. Clear mind, bright body, open heart, as I describe in my book. So what if you allowed yourself to rest? Like right now. What does that feel like? To just take that deep breath. To look around. To notice the positive the weather, the sky, the smells, the sensations, the people you're with or not with. What if we allowed ourselves to be unburdened every day? What if we just stopped trying to figure out the next step? What if we just allowed the next moment to unfold effortlessly? What does it feel like to have that momentary relief of carrying the bags? It's our birthright to feel this way. I think it's what drives me to teach so often is to help, if I can in some way help you to shift beyond your busyness, beyond the have-tos and the shoulds, and to really just bask in the glory of the moment, in the lightness of being alive. It is your birthright. You deserve it. You don't have to try to get there. You can just be there right now. In many traditions, especially in the traditions of the meditation world and the Buddhist traditions, we call it the ground of our being. What does it feel like to stand on that very basic ground, the very fundamental ground, which really doesn't exist, but what if there was just a baseline way of being, unburdened, unprocessed, present, available, joyful? That ground of our being, that natural state of our being, what does that feel like? We're not taught to recognize this in our society. We're taught to focus on the burden. Right? It's part of our conditioning. It's part of some of the religions that have really just been indoctrinated into our culture, even if you don't follow a specific tradition. We carry these patterns of being. But what if you laid that all down? What does it feel like to be unburdened? What does that momentary relief feel like? Whose burdens are they anyway? So if you've been listening chronologically to these podcasts, you'll know that my house is on the market. Actually, we just took it off the market. I'm just giving you this as an example. And it's been 4 months, and it's been quite a burden to keep my house clean and be out of my house when it's being showed, and why isn't anybody buying it, and what's wrong with the house. And so it's been something both my husband and I have been carrying around, as you can imagine. Now it's off the market, and I feel like I've been unburdened, yet we're still going to put it back on in a month or so. But for right now, there's not the burden, right? So it feels like there's a relief. I can breathe. Oh, I don't have to keep my house clean anymore, carry around this, you know, hopefulness that someone's going to walk in today and buy my house. So while I feel momentarily unburdened by it, people that know me out there and know that my house is on the market keep asking me, right? What's going on with the house? Did it sell? You know, what are you doing? Where are you moving? Yada, yada. And so every time somebody asks me, it's like, oh gosh, I don't want to go there. And so I try to be polite and just say, yep, we just took it off the market. And oftentimes, you know, you may know this, people want to talk about each other's burdens, right? We want to talk about each other's struggles. I don't want to talk about my house because for the moment, I've pressed pause. And I like that feeling of being in relief, of carrying the burden of my house being on the market. But yet, you know, in polite conversation, people bring up that burden. And it's just curiosity. But I'm really sticking with it and saying, you know, it's off the market, and that's all I'm going to say about it right now. I don't want to go there. I don't want to pick up that luggage again. And I think that This is how becoming more aware of our states of being and becoming more empowered to maintain a higher state, a higher vibration, a more pleasant way of living. This is how we start to take control back of the knobs and levers of our lives and what we allow in and what we don't allow in and what we allow ourselves to carry and what we recognize as being just unhelpful baggage. And we leave it at home or in the basement, or we just freaking get rid of it and give it to Goodwill. How about that? So there are ways that every day we can do this. There are ways that we can unburden ourselves so that we walk around with a lighter footstep. And in our doing so, we will be more likely to just share with the world that sense of relief. So when you meet people, you're more likely to stay in the positive, to maybe not ask trigger questions, right? That may just bring up more burden for others. So how do you do this? How do you recognize those moments of relief? Oh, and they're there every day. And it's really not different than anything I've been talking about in a lot of these episodes, taking 5 breaths and pausing. Right? Last week, I offered a meditation, a guided meditation, where you counted 5 breaths and then you pause to experience. Perfect. Taking some breaths to notice what it feels like to not carry a burden, to actually bask in the most easy way of being in this moment. How can I be in the most easy way? How can I not offer resistance to life right now? Can I just go with the flow? Can I just ease into this traffic jam? Can I turn on some music that's really soothing, that allows me to let go and or transports me to another way of being? You can turn inward just to feel your body, to place your hand on your heart and to notice your heart beating. Feel your pulsing, the pulsing of life force through you. We can put down the burden of everyday life that we carry around in our busy mind and to recognize what it feels like to be relieved of life's burdens. Whose burdens are they anyway? What are we choosing to carry around with us? What can we leave at home? What's not necessary for today? What if I just left the baggage at home? So I carry around a lot of tension in my neck, mostly lately, probably in the last maybe 4 months since my house has been on the market. But it's not just that. But I do, and oftentimes I feel like that little girl, I think it's like often depicted as a Dutch girl walking around with the pole on her shoulders and the 2 buckets hanging off. You know, in the little skirt with the little pointed hat. Sometimes I feel like that. I'm carrying around buckets of water. And I carry around this neck tension. It's constantly there. It's chronically there. But I ask, what is it? What is it? What am I carrying around that's causing me this kind of tension in my neck? Could I choose to put these buckets of water down? When do I feel the release of tension in my neck? What is it for you? What are you carrying around? Where do you carry it physically? Get to know it. Become friendly with this place. So it's not just my bad foot or my bad knee. It's just what's going on? What am I choosing to carry around? The tension can be released. And in those moments of pure release, we do release and relieve ourselves of those burdens. So when we take vacation, when we're on retreat, when we decide to take a nap, when we give ourselves a night off or a day off. It's a perfect opportunity to notice and really become familiar with the sensation of relief that is our birthright. That ground of being where we open ourselves up to the spaciousness, the openness, the beauty, the joy that is bubbling up in every moment waiting for us. So notice, everyone. Go forth in your day and notice. When do I feel that sense of relief? When do I feel the sense of burden? Don't judge it, just notice it. When are you open to the possibilities of feeling wide and expansive and light? And when do you feel like you're carrying around the baggage? Who makes you feel like you're carrying around baggage? What situations? Maybe it's something you eat. Maybe it's something you're not doing. Maybe it's something you are doing. So this is how we continue to tune our frequency. We continue to tune how we move forth in the world. What a relief it is to put down the bags, to put aside the burdens, the shoulds, and to allow yourself to just be here, fully present in this moment of possibility. I wish you a joy-filled day. I wish you a day free of burdens, so that when you walk through the day, you help others lighten their load as well. Be a lightener of loads out there and watch what happens.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play, and help me help more folks show up for their high definition, high voltage life.